person in your life this morning. That is the irreplaceable person of the Holy Spirit. As wonderful as that husband and wife is, as precious as the gift of children have been, as wonderful as that special friend is to whom you can pray with and talk about anything, there is no one in your life that is more irreplaceable, more valuable than the Holy Spirit. And He longs to be your very best friend. Amen? Some of us, we haven't known how to cultivate a friendship with Him. We know about Him theologically. We know about Him. We've read about Him in the Scriptures. But a lot of us, we haven't known that much about Him. And we need to discover that most valuable, irreplaceable person, friend, as the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to share just some basic information about Him this morning at the beginning. And we're going to do a two- or three-part little series on this irreplaceable person of the Holy Spirit in our life, because I want you to know about it. And I want to say this, too. Let me just plug the next School of the Word. We've got, I think, about four more weeks in this current class or cycle. And I want to tell you, the classes are good. I've been hearing good things about all of them. But in this next cycle coming up, I've asked Beverly Abel is going to be teaching in an 8-week series, and she's already told me it's going to be about, is it spending time with the Holy Spirit? Did I get that right? So she's going to be talking, so I'm going to kind of set her up here a little bit. But she's going to be talking even more depth about cultivating that time with the Holy Spirit. But listen, I want you to understand that the Holy Spirit has been sent to you as a very special friend. Turn to John's Gospel, chapter 14. Now, I'm going to be reading these scriptures, most of them from the Amplified, just because I want to bring out the richness and the depth of what Jesus was speaking to us here. John 14, verse 16, we'll begin there. He says, I will ask the Father, and He will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that He may remain with you forever. Wow. This is the Holy Spirit. This is who He is. This is what He has come to be and who He's come to be in your life. Do you need any of those things? You ever need some counsel? Do you ever need any help? Do you ever need somebody to intercede and pray for you? Do you ever need an advocate? Do you ever need strength? Do you ever need somebody to stand by you and somebody that will be with you through thick and thin, as we say? Well, guess what? You have someone. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. And He has come, if you're a believer, He has come to dwell in you. Amen? He has come to dwell in you. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit now, what? We are the temple. Paul said in Corinthians, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are the dwelling place. Think about that a moment. The third person of the Godhead, this counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, standby, He is living in you now. Think about that just a moment. He's living in you now. This irreplaceable best friend, person, enabler, is with you right now. Now you think about it. What if Jesus in the flesh moved into your household? Amen? You got up in the morning and there's Jesus drinking a cup of coffee. I'm not being disrespectful. Listen. Jesus, when He was here on the earth, He drank and ate. He's a man. He's God, but He's a man. Amen. Or tea or whatever. I don't know if he likes it, but he'd be drinking something, you know, whatever you like. You know, if he's at your house and you like orange juice, he'd be drinking orange juice with you, whatever. Wouldn't that be something? And you sit down and you could talk to him about, hey, you know, this is what's on the agenda today. This is what's going on in my life today. What do you think, Lord? How should I handle this? What should I do about that? Or would you just, you know, be so busy? You know, you dash down, gulp down a cup of coffee. See you later, Jesus. I'm in a hurry. Come on. But sometimes, listen, we can get so busy because, see, the Holy Spirit, we can't see Him that way. Are you listening? You can't see him like you can see your husband, your wife, or your other best friend. You can't see him that way, can you? And so what is the old adage we have? Out of sight. Yeah, there's some truth to that, isn't there? We know about it sometimes when we live apart from family sometimes. It takes extra work. You guys know. You got family in Finland. Boy, I thought just being a few states away was something, boy. But it's hard to do on a long distance. You have to really work at it, don't you? And so when sometimes because we can't see this person called the Holy Spirit, that out of sight is out of mind. And out of mind means what? We don't cultivate that relationship with him that we should or that we could. And so if nothing else, I want to stir you up to remind you that you have been given the most wonderful, irreplaceable friend that you will ever have in this life or the next one to come, and it is the Holy Spirit. And he has come to be all these things to you. You need counsel, you need wisdom this week. I want to tell you what. It's great that if you go to your spouse or your best friend, especially if they're believers, and get wise counsel. That's good. But I want to tell you, there's one that has a source of wisdom that is infallible. He's got a track record, I'm telling you, like nobody else's track record. Listen, he knows not only is his track record good about advising you for today, he knows what's coming down the pipe later this week, next month, and next year. Oh, hallelujah. Talk about some inside information. Oh, hallelujah, you've got a friend that does that. Listen, Hebrews 10:12 says that Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit to you. He has sent the Holy Spirit to you. The Savior, that one that saved you. He sent the Holy Spirit. Now he's saying, now here's the thing. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, Jesus said this, whatever he sees, he's going to tell you. Whatever he hears me say, he's going to tell you. Oh, hallelujah. Talk about a hotline to heaven. Talk about a hotline to the throne of God. The Holy Spirit has come to be that hotline. He is the go-between. He is hearing accurately and completely all that the heart of the Father is concerning you and your children and your business and your family and your future. Oh, hallelujah. Talk about somebody I don't want to overlook during the day. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, if I got an invite to the White House to meet the president, I'd be thrilled. I would be. Man, I'd be, whoo, man, going out of Oval Office, I bet your heart. You forget which hand to shake with. Come on. Come on. Well, listen, we need to have that same type of thrill and awe. Listen, today I'm going to meet with the Holy Spirit. Today, I'm going to hear him speak. Today, he's going to give me wise counsel. Today, he's going to tell me how to conduct the affairs of my life. Yes, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, when you start listening to him more, things are going to start getting better. Hello, the more I listen to him and heed, the better my life's going to get. Come on. Listen, God never come into anybody's life and made it worse. It's an impossibility. Isn't that true? Come on. You're right there. Look in John 16. I'm just going to kind of get it introduced today. But we're going to be covering this, so. You be here the next couple of Sundays. It'll help you. Jesus 16:7 says, however, I am telling you nothing but the truth when I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous for you that I go away. Now you know how that must have sounded to those disciples and those that were listening to him. Hold on a minute. Jesus, the Son of God, the resurrector of people from the dead, the opener of blind eyes, the one who has met every need, that fed 10,000 people, 15,000 people in the wilderness. It's expedient for you to go away? He says it's to your advantage. Have you ever, you don't have to raise your hand, but have you ever, especially maybe when you were a young Christian, you ever wished that, you know, boy, I sure wish I could have been there and walked with Jesus and when he was walking in the flesh, or I wish Jesus had come down here now and man, I, you know, or something like that. Probably everybody as a young Christian has desired that or wished that. But Jesus said, listen, I'm telling you that I am providing someone for you that is more advantageous than if I stayed and moved into your house in the flesh. That's what he's saying. Because he's getting ready to take off to heaven, and he's going to be leaving. And boy, I'm telling you, these disciples, they're having a hard time with it. He says, because if I do not go away, the comforter, counselor, helper, advocate, intercessor, strengthener, standby will not come to you into close fellowship with you. Into close fellowship with you. What does the Holy Spirit's purpose and desire to come into close fellowship? Fellowship with you. How do you get to know somebody? First obvious thing is what? Spend time with them, isn't it? Isn't that right? So if you're going to get to know the Holy Spirit, the first thing you've got to understand is he has come. Now listen, we know that the Holy Spirit is the power of God. We'll talk about this later. We know the Holy Spirit is the one who works the miracles. Okay, he is the Spirit of Christ. He is the power of God. But he has not come just to work miracles, although he is here for that. But he has come so that what? He might come into close fellowship with you. Remember what Jesus said? Jesus said, Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the... When we know the Holy, come to know the Holy Spirit, we will also come to know Jesus and the Father. Because Jesus said, he will take of mine and reveal it to you. So you want to get to know Jesus better? Get close to the Holy Spirit. Fellowship with him. Fellowship with him. You say, how do I do that? First thing is just start spending some time. We have a word for that. We call it prayer. Now, let me say something here, though, about prayer. See, a lot of times we're one-dimensional in the body of Christ sometimes when it comes to prayer. We think prayer is just, God, I need, I need, I need, I want, I need. That's one type of prayer called petition. But there are many types of prayer. And the highest type of prayer is what he's talking about here is when we what? We fellowship with the Holy Spirit. We spend time. We are worshiping. We are listening. We are worshiping. We are listening. We get quiet. We still our mind and our emotions. And we worship and we listen to God. That's prayer. That's the highest type of prayer. That's how we get to know the Holy Spirit. Now, that's not the only way, but that's one way. That's the beginning way. We have to spend time with him. Now, the Holy Spirit, you've got to to build a friendship, you've got to kind of begin to get to know how the other person is, don't you? Know their personality, know a little bit about them. The Holy Spirit is the most sensitive person in the Godhead. Oh, he's sensitive. Oh, man. Listen, he is. He's easily grieved. Come on. You walk with him, you're going to have to walk his way. Come on, that's the way he is. He's sensitive. He's very sensitive. He's easily grieved. And so here's the thing. The Holy Spirit, he's not pushy. If you ignore him, you'll say, okay. You know, I don't know if he says this or not, but if I was him, I would, knucklehead. I'm sure he doesn't say that. But, you know, it's not too wise to ignore this special personage that has been sent from the Father and from Jesus to come into close fellowship. It's not too wise to ignore him. Wouldn't you agree? And see, it takes time. And how many of you know the most valuable thing you possess is time? Isn't that true? It's true. It's easier to give of our money than it is of our time, isn't it? Come on. It is. Because we figure, well, I'll make some more money, but, you know, you're not going, they're not making more time, are they? I mean, a year from now, you'll be a year older. Isn't that right? Everybody in here will be. And so time is a precious commodity to us. It is precious. But here's the thing. Don't we give our time, don't we allocate our time according to our priorities? Because it's our most precious resource. Therefore, it's going to become what? The most precious thing when it comes to priorities. Time's going to be a big factor in it, isn't it? And so what we've got to look at is, okay, how valuable is the Holy Spirit's fellowship and presence in my life? Because I you know, we can say all kinds of things. Isn't that true? It's a lot easier to say things than to do things, isn't it? But see, we have to be honest with ourselves and say, okay, am I giving any time to the Holy Spirit so that I can come into this close fellowship with Him so that He can become a counselor to me? Hello? I believe this with all my heart. The time you give to the Holy Spirit will be more than made up for by all the benefits He brings into your life. We won't be making some of the wrong decisions we made. We won't be making some of the missteps that cause us more time that we made. We won't be thinking about, you know, going over here according to what we think is right when we're supposed to be over there. And all of a sudden, when we start listening to the counselor, the counsel of the Holy Spirit, He will lead us in a way so that we do not waste time. Come on. We do not waste that valuable commodity. We do not waste resources. We do not waste energy. Come on. See, if we were listening to the Holy Spirit in close fellowship with Him, we wouldn't be wasting so much mental and emotional energy worrying, fretting, and fearing over things. Come on. I'm telling you. Listen, we talk about, you know, in court cases, they talk about mental anguish. Well, there is such a thing as mental anguish. Isn't that true? The cares of this life try to press in. The devil and circumstances try to press in. All the talking heads, you know, on Garbage News Network are talking, you know, their stuff about how bad it is and it's going to get worse, especially for you. Isn't that true? We've done research, and if you fit in these demographics, you've had it. Of course, next week they'll have another demographic that disproves the former demographic. Isn't that true? That's the wisdom of man. It's partial. But the Holy Spirit has perfect knowledge. Oh, hallelujah. Perfect knowledge. So he says, it's expedient for you. He says, I will send Him to you to be in close fellowship with you. Verse 8, when He comes, He will convict and convince the world and bring about demonstration to it about sin, about righteousness and uprightness of heart before God, about sin because they do not believe in Me, trust and rely on Me, about righteousness, uprightness of heart and right standing because I go to My Father. You know, the Holy Spirit not only convicts the sinner, He brings confirmation to the believer. And see, if we were in close fellowship with Him, you wouldn't suffer so much from condemnation. Let me just, a little rabbit trail here. Can I do that to help you? It's not the Holy Spirit that condemns you when you sin. Are you listening? No, he comes to convict the sinner. What condemns you when you sin? It's your own spirit. It's your own spirit. Therefore, there is now no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Romans 8. Chapter 1. Isn't that right? There's no condemnation. Holy Spirit's not. You know what the Holy Spirit's going to do? He's going to remind you everything's all right between you and God. You're in right standing with God. You are forgiven. You're a brand new creature. That's what he's going to remind you of. Are you listening? See, our problem is we're tuned in too much to all the other voices rather than the Holy Spirit's voice. Amen? And all that background clutter and clatter comes in, and it's hard for us to hear the Holy Spirit. Because, see, all that other stuff, you can listen, you can hear it on the run. But the Holy Spirit says, I'm not that way. You're going to have to slow down. You're going to have to be still. You're going to have to take some time if you want to hear me. If you want my counsel, if you want my wisdom, if you want my leading, if you want my strength, if you want to go in my way, you're going to have to spend some time with me. Oh, boy. Isn't that true? Let's jump down to verse 13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth, the whole full truth. He will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. Who is the most important person that you could hear from today? Think about it a minute. For you, who is the most important person that you could hear from today? A word of wisdom, advice, counsel. Who would it be? If you could, if there was, you could pick anybody, who would it be? A Wall Street guru? Head of a Fortune 500 company? A talking head? A pundit? An expert? You know what an expert is, don't you? That's a little spurt away from home. Who would you hear from? I think for most of us in this room, we would say it would be the Father God. I'm more interested about what he's got to say than anybody on this planet. How about you? Well, he said that's who the Holy Spirit's going to speak about. He's going to tell you what's on the heart of the Father about you. His plan, his purpose, his direction, his wisdom. Come on. Oh, there's nobody I want to hear from more than him. Nobody loves you more than him. Nobody's got your best interest in mind more than him. Nobody has got a future planned out for you like he does. Oh, hallelujah. So he says, this alone should be enough to motivate us into that place where we say, you know what, I'm going to take this time. All this stuff is telling me I don't have the time. Hello? You know what I'm talking about? I mean, I've even talked with some folks in here that are retired, and I mean, they've just discouraged me. Because they said, I said, boy, isn't it great being retired? They said, no, we're busier than we ever were. I said, doggone. Thanks a lot. I got a lot to look forward to. But you know, that's the way it is. Nobody, I mean, all this stuff screams at us that we don't have the time. Is it that way with you? Is that way with me? Oh, we don't, huh? You know, because it doesn't matter from the leaky faucet to something monumental. It's telling you, hey, over here. Hey, over here. Especially about the time you decide you're going to get still and listen to God. Hey, how about me? Isn't that right? The Holy Spirit, the most irreplaceable friend that you have. He said he's going to guide you into all truth. He will get, listen to this, he will give the message that has been given to him. And he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come, that will happen in the future. Ooh! Holy cow. You ever been, you know, standing in line at, you know, at the grocery store, you know how they got all those magazine racks there, you know, you're waiting to check out. You ever seen them, you know? You know, they all, you know, they come from, you know, to the ridiculous to the more ridiculous, don't they? But you know there's always somebody there about, you know, something about the future. Everybody wants to know about the future. Isn't it amazing? Mankind as a whole is obsessed about the future. Aren't they? You know, they got sci-fi movies about time travel. You know, people want, oh, wouldn't it be great if we could travel and all that? You know, but listen, the only connection to knowing the future that is sanctioned by this book, the Bible, and by God is the Holy Spirit. Not horoscopes, not seances, not any of that occultic stuff. That is absolutely forbidden by God, because it will lead to your destruction. You want to know about the future? Nothing wrong with that. You know what? But go to the source. He said the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. Oh, hallelujah. Things to come. You want to know what's going to happen in the world? Talk to the Holy Spirit. He's the only one that knows. I said He's the only one that knows. You don't know what's going to happen in the economy? Talk to the Holy Spirit. Oh, I don't think God's interested in the economy. Well, He sure is. You got to live in this world, don't you? Amen. Nobody in here interested in money. That's all that stuff, right? Sure we are. It might not be number one, but it's not too far down there, is it? God's number one, then it comes on down there. But see, God will show you things to come. He will show you what's coming. But here's the thing. We have to position ourselves. We have to position ourselves. I'm talking about the most irreplaceable person in your life is the Holy Spirit. Is the Holy Spirit. Next week, we're going to talk a little bit more about cultivating our fellowship with Him, because my time's up. But we're going to talk about the first thing starts spending time with Him. Spending time with Him. You know, I use this example a lot when it comes to spiritual things, because spiritual things are not like natural things. See, natural things, we can put together a little booklet, and we can say, okay, here's the steps. Do this, then do this, then do this, then do that. See, that's the way we want the spiritual things to be. You know, even the disciples at times would say, Jesus, just tell us plainly. Well, the kingdom of God's like this. Just tell us plainly. Well, the kingdom of God's if a man. Isn't that right? And so we have to, we spend time with the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, my sheep will know my voice. Listen, take the time to know His voice. Take this book called the Bible into your prayer place, your fellowship place with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will never say anything that contradicts this book. Always, if you feel like you sense the Holy Spirit saying something to you, giving you, listen, you'll be able to find confirmation in this book. If you can't, it's not the Holy Spirit. Because He said the Spirit and the Word agree. They agree. Somebody said this, the Spirit without the Word, we blow up. The Word without the Spirit, we dry up. That's pretty apt. We need both in our lives. We need the water and oil of the Holy Spirit, and we need the truth of God's Word. They are not contrary one to another. They work hand in glove. He's the Spirit of truth. But He wants to show you not only things from this Bible, but He wants to show you things about your life, about God's plan, about God's purpose. He wants to lead and direct you. And so it starts by getting to know Him, and that starts by spending time with Him. Well, my time's up. We'll pick up here next week, okay? So don't miss out, because we're going to talk about fellowshipping some more and learn about how to fellowship with the Holy Spirit. He is the most irreplaceable person in your life. I want to tell you what. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Listen, He will never steer you wrong. He will never give you bad counsel or advice. He always has your best interest in mind. He will never act selfishly. In His own interest, He will hear what the heart of the Father and the heart of Jesus has for you, and that's what He will convey to you. And your life will be better, richer, more fruitful, more blessed. You will be a blessing because of this great friend. Amen? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Would you bow your heads just for a moment? Now, The way the Holy Spirit gains access into our life is through the new birth. It's through the new birth. The Bible says that all men were born in sin and under the bondage of sin because Adam fell and all men came from Adam. But the Bible says that Jesus came, born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life. He went to a place called Calvary. He hung on a cross between heaven and earth. He bore our sins. He bore our sicknesses. He bore the judgment and the wrath of God upon him for us. The Bible says the third day he was raised from the dead. He's ascended at the right hand of the Father, and there he sits. And now the Holy Spirit has come. And he has come to reveal Jesus as Savior first and foremost. If you have never received Jesus as Savior, if you've never believed in your heart that he is the Son of God, that he paid the price for your sin, if you've never called on him, I want to pray for you this morning. If you're here this morning, you say, Pastor, I do not know for sure that I'm saved. I do not know for sure that my sins are forgiven and I'm going to heaven. But I want to be sure. Would you raise your hand? I want to pray for you anywhere in this building. Raise your hand up where I can see it. Okay, I see that hand in the back. Thank you. You can put it down. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone else? We're going to pray right now. In the back, young man, the Bible says, whoever will call on the name of the Lord Jesus will be saved. Here's what we want to do. I want to pray with you right now, and I want you to open your heart and just say, Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, come in and forgive me and save me. And when you pray that prayer and believe on him, the Bible says that you will become a brand new person and the Holy Spirit will come to dwell in you. Now, Father, I pray for this young man that raises his hand as he cries out to you right now. I thank you, Lord, that you're hearing the cry of his heart. I thank you, Lord God, as he calls out to you. Lord, you said whoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus will be saved. He will not be disappointed. And now, as he calls on you, Jesus, come into his heart. Holy Spirit, come in. Make him a brand new person. All of his sins washed by the blood. He is a child of God. From this moment forward, he is forgiven. He's a child of God. He belongs to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Spirit of Christ. Thank you. He is a brand new creature. He is saved. You live in him now. Father, for all the rest of us, I pray. We who have received the new birth and the Holy Spirit residing within us. Father, I pray that we will embrace this most wonderful, irreplaceable friend of the Holy Spirit. We will embrace him in a greater measure than ever before. We will cultivate a friendship and a fellowship with him like never before. And Lord, we'll start with the simple step of giving him more time with us in our lives.